Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, that's me, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. April 28th. Peter Greenberg here with you on my latest COVID-19 update about travel around the world. And let's start with hoping that you're staying safe, you're staying healthy, you're staying sane. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I actually went out and made my own new passport, and I stamp it every time I go between the bedroom and the living room. It makes me feel better. Now let's get serious. A lot of stuff to report, most of it not good. The airlines' earnings have been dismal. They're cutting flights, they're cutting routes, they're parking even more planes. American, Virgin, United, Delta, you name it, in trouble. Virgin Australia, bankrupt. Norwegian, hanging by a thread. South African Airlines, grounded. Alitalia, KLM, Air France, and Lufthansa, essentially nationalized by their governments. Virgin Atlantic, 49% of which is owned by Delta, is on the ropes as well, and Delta's already said they're not putting in any more money, so watch this space. At the same time, Delta Airlines has said, for anybody who's actually flying that airline, they're not going to book any middle seats. And that's easy for them to say since their load factors are about 10%. Social distancing is crazy, right? You're not going to be anywhere near you, let alone in the same aisle. But the real question then becomes, what happens when we emerge from this? Will they still keep that policy? And if that happens, chances are your ticket just went up between $80 and $300 per flight coach seats. But then if American does it and United does it, they might follow suit. But what happens to the traditional low-cost carriers? Allegiant, Spirit, even Southwest. Their business model is predicated on filling every seat. So how do they compete? Watch this space as well for some possible consolidation. Now, I know a lot of you have been emailing me. By the way, that email is peter@petergreenberg.com. About your continuing problems getting refunds. Not anymore with the airlines as much, because as we provided you the last two times we did the update, under USDOT rules, if the airline cancels the flight, you are entitled to a full refund, even on a non-refundable ticket, on any ticket you purchased, back to the original form of payment. It's a sort of game of chicken where you shouldn't blink. Do not cancel your flight first. Wait for the airline to do it, and you preserve your rights. The real problem with refunds have been with cruise lines, hotels, tour operators, and ground operators. That's a much trickier thing. So if you're going to email me, make sure you email me all the details, the name, the confirmation numbers, the people with whom you spoke, first and last names and titles. Let me get into it. Because in many cases, your recourse are somewhat limited to either denying the charge on your credit card or disputing it. And if that doesn't work, going to small claims court, which, by the way, I highly recommend in cases where your exposure is less than $7,500, because think about how many small claims judges are in the same boat you are and haven't been able to get their refunds. So we'll be following those stories as well. Again, email to me, peter@petergreenberg.com. Hotels right now, also in a bad state of affairs. Most of them are not open for regular customers, and most of them won't be opening right away, even though you're seeing different states start to relax the rules. And then I'll talk about what's going on overseas as well. But the reason why not many are going to open, it gets down to the big L word, liability. Nobody wants to know about anything other than, have you tested negative? Or did you take the antibody test so that you know you are already immune? Because in the absence of a vaccine, which, as we all know, we won't see for at least a year, at least at scale, everybody's looking for a guarantee. Businesses and their corporate travel policies won't let their people fly or travel without that guarantee. The employees don't want to travel without it. And then governments are looking to protect their borders. They don't want us coming in if Peter Greenberg can't guarantee that I tested negative. Same thing applies to hotels. So some of you are old enough to remember something called the carte jaune, the yellow health card, recognized by every government in the world. We used to have to carry it. By the way, it's still around, but most of us don't carry it anymore. But it's still valid when it says that you've been vaccinated for smallpox or yellow fever or malaria. Well, it's coming back. The question is, will there be a universally recognized health card that every country will recognize? Because without it, without your temperature being tested, and without valid proof that you are somewhat immune, right, an immunity card per se, you're not even going to be able to get on the plane to go to many foreign countries. Speaking of foreign countries, everybody's asking, when are we going back? The real question is, how are we going to get there? Because France has already announced maybe September, Spain, maybe November. It's crazy, right? And every country is going to protect their border. And they're going to want those guarantees that you're safe to go. Same thing with hotels. They don't want me checking in if I'm going to infect all the other guests. So the lawyers are going to have a field day. Welcome to the big W word, waivers. Right now, you notice that Georgia sort of opened up a little bit this week with hair salons and, for reasons that escape me, bowling alleys. Well, if you go to a hair salon, most hair salons in Georgia that are open now, before they let you in for the haircut or the styling, you have to sign a waiver saying that if you get the virus, you won't sue them. Wait for those start to happen across the board. So remember that. Every nation wants to protect their borders, not to mention states like Hawaii. Those of you who've been to Hawaii before know, what does Hawaii do? They want to protect their border from suspect fruits and vegetables. They want to preserve their agriculture. Well, you know who the suspect fruits and vegetables are now? it's us. And Hawaii is in a particularly difficult situation because an overwhelming majority of their income is from travel and tourism, not just from us, but from the Asian market. And here comes that global immunity card again. So let's see what happens when Hawaii opens up. Now, the real problem is that with the absence of a vaccine, even Japan announced today, they might not even hold the already postponed Olympics next year. We may be on hold for another 2 years. So one of the other problems is when we do come out, will we be able to afford it? The little known story right now, credit card defaults. A lot of people missed their April payments. May's just around the corner. And then we're going to have June. We're talking billions of dollars in missed payments. And as a result, the banks are going to do what? They're going to want to limit their risk and minimize it. They're either going to lower credit limits or they're going to cancel cards. And then the stuff that we used to use to travel with, otherwise known as plastic, we won't be able to use. And then when we're ready to go travel, we won't be able to afford it. So this is the untold story that nobody's dealing with yet. And the government may have to deal with that because the payroll protection plan and other SBA loans is not going to cover that. That $1,200 check that everybody got in the mail. Did you get yours in the mail? I didn't get mine. But that $1,200 check doesn't go very far. So having given you all this bad news, how about some good news? Well, there is some. The silver lining here is that when we do get back to travel, don't look for discounts. The travel industry won't be able to discount their way out of it because they can't discount their way out of it now. You know, an airfare from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles last week was $38 round trip. There were still only 8 people on the plane. So when we come out of it, the people who are going to fly are really going to be the people who have to fly. So where's the silver lining? It's in the frequent stay programs and in the frequent flyer programs. Get ready for that. The airlines are going to start discounting their redemption levels, and the hotels are going to do the same thing on points, so that start looking now, 5 and 6 months out, to November and December holiday travel in this country, usually very expensive. You're going to see some great mileage deals, not just in coach, but business and first class as well. Now is the time to redeem those miles now for flights that you're going to hope to take in November and December. And if we still have problems back then and those flights are not operating, the airlines have already set the precedent of waiving any redeposit fees to put your miles or your points back to your account. So before the next update, my email again, peter@petergreenberg.com. Send me details. Listen to our radio show, Eye on Travel. You can find it on our website. We stream it live every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can catch it live in your local neighborhoods. Just check your local listings. And again, stay safe, stay healthy. I'll get my voice back soon, and stay sane.
Hey, Prime members, Peter Greenberg here. You can listen to Eye on Travel ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, and you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. And before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.